Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the NerdWatch podcast. I, of course, am G Money. It is another NerdWatch episode here. This is going to be exclusively on the YouTubes, so you guys can check that out here.
Hey, Greg, what's a YouTube?
Well, it's where people are being kicked off, for stating their opinions and being filtered out and not getting their videos watched. But apparently, it's YouTube.
Oh, okay. I pictured something different.
No, you did?
The tube I was thinking of was made out of meat.
Oh. How'd you come up with that?
I don't know.
That's stupid.
Because I have a YouTube. I have a personal YouTube.
Anyway, I'm joined by the completely immature and classless Todd Bernardi in the house.
It's making you laugh.
Comic book extraordinaire. Nobody comic artist extraordinaire.
This show's going to get flagged.
It's going to get flagged.
I'm going to show my nipples.
Gannon is in the house as
well.
I
don't think you can say that. I'm also going to show his nipples.
The horror aficionado and punk rock superstars in the house.
Is that part of the Patreon? Yeah.
And then, of course, also his format, he's here, is our gaming guru as well.
Pew, pew.
And last but not least, the chairman of the comic book board is here as well. It is the one and only Alika. He's the guy with the Switch controller in his hand, doing his darndest to
pay attention to the show.
Not pay attention to the show and beat Zelda. So that's what he's doing. Anyway, we're back for another episode because I wanted to touch on some subjects that we missed from last episode.
Before we get going, there's actually some fresh news that's actually very NerdWatch worthy.
How fresh is it?
Apparently Warner Brothers and IMAX have teamed up on a new virtual reality production. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be a Justice League VR that's going to be released sometime before the end of the year, mm-hmm. as well as Aquaman. They're going to be the first two. I don't know if it's a theatrical VR experience or if they're just talking about for VR, but I guess it's the first of its kind. And it's IMAX is teaming up with Warner Brothers to do this. It's very
IMAX VR for Aquaman.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to go in there thinking they're drowning.
IMAX is basically VR without. I mean, it's VR without the glasses. Anyway,
not true. If you're standing all the way in the back row, you're seeing a big box.
That screen is gigantic. I'm assuming it's going to be a shot. It's going to be a different experience. I'm guessing, right? It would have to be a different.
I imagine it's probably going to be 3D virtual reality. So it's probably the most immersive you could get. Shy of actually going to the set to film with those.
Probably like a 7 to 10 minute little ditty for them.
So. No, I think it's the full film.
Is it?
For what it looks like, it's the film.
Wow.
Not they're creating a 7 minute experience.
Oh, they're not.
Like it's
flat
out the film in VR.
Yeah.
It's not like
Star Tours.
It's not a Disney ride. I was thinking a Disney ride. That's pretty crazy. All right.
It's pretty neat.
Yeah, that's kind of neat. I mean, PS4 just launched their 3D for their VR headsets, so I guess it is possible. So you can watch your Blu-ray 3D.
You can watch your Blu-ray discs mm-hmm. only on your VR.
You can watch your Blu-ray discs on your VR. You just can't watch 4K Blu-ray discs on your VR.
You also can't watch Blu-ray discs on your regular TV.
You need a player.
So if you have the VR headset, you're fine. Right. Basically, they want your $400.
So stupid.
Tell me I'm wrong.
No, you can still watch it on television. They just don't have a 4K player in there. That's all.
You can't watch your 3D Blu-ray disc through PlayStation, can you?
Yeah, the PlayStation 4, you can, and now you can through the PlayStation 4 Pro. You can now with the latest patch. But you can't watch 4K Blu-rays on there.
Right.
That I knew.
Right.
I thought the 3D thing was only set up to work.
Oh, no. That was one of the biggest reasons why I bought a PS4 is because it could play 3D movies. When it first came out.
I just blew my mind. I'm going to have to go test that out today.
Yeah, test that out. Your television is 3D compatible, yes?
I think.
You think?
I don't know. I didn't buy that TV.
Oh.
I'll have to find out.
Okay, yeah. 3D is pretty awesome.
Well, if it isn't, you can always buy the PlayStation VR. And
actually, I'm pretty sure at this point, a 3D TV costs less than the PlayStation VR.
You would be correct, sir.
It is kind of dead. I mean, 3D is quote-unquote dead tech, I guess, because it's going the way of the Dodo at this point. But
yeah, for now. It'll come back around again.
Huh?
In the home, though.
Yeah, in the home, it's
in
dead.
Theaters, in theaters, it's going strong.
Well, that's because it ups the price of the tickets, so of course they're going to do that. So, I mean, I'm all for...
It's basically a Betamax.
I like 3D. I think 3D is good. I think 3D is better at home than it is at the theater anyway, in my
opinion.
If
it's shot to be 3D, it's fine.
Right.
But they actually take advantage of... You know,
like Avatar.
One of that was a good movie in 3D.
Not a good movie in any dimension.
No, it's not a movie... I completely agree with you. I agree. I don't think Avatar's a good movie at all.
There's four more coming, buddy.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can do that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can sit through another four Avatar movies.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Maybe each of these will be an hour. And then it'll be all right.
Like, that's the catch. We have four more Avatar sequels, and they're exactly 45 minutes each.
It's a Netflix series. It's right after Mallrats.
Oh, that's pretty awesome.
It's a bummer, though, because I guess that means Cameron's going to retire off those movies. The dude's getting kind of up there.
Yeah,
by the time he's done making four more Avatar films?
Yeah. James Cameron.
I can't imagine he's going to want to work anymore.
Yeah, I was...
Is that story really that captivating to anybody?
To him, it is. He loves it.
But nobody's excited about it. Mm-hmm. I mean, who talks about Avatar still? No one.
Nobody.
I mean, us right now, but only because it came up in conversation. Nobody talks about, like, they love that movie.
That's a good point. Like, I remember people being, like, so... enthralled by the world and everything.
But since then, they could care less.
It makes me wish I had a halo.
Wow.
So you could stick it in the animals?
Nice. It interacts with plants, too.
Oh, yeah, that's true. They can screw the plants, too.
I don't understand. I never...
That's literally the existence of the...
Just use your penis.
Is the halo a metaphor for the penis?
I think so, yeah.
Wow. So the Na'vi are like... Pandora's bumblebees.
So the lesson of Avatar is go around screwing nature and everything.
If I remember right, they flat out say it in the movie that it's their sex organ.
Yeah.
They say that, yes.
So when he shoves it into the horse's thing, you're just like, ugh.
And that's why the horse gets all relaxed.
That horse is like, just whatever you want.
I can't wait for Ferngully 3D.
No, remember when they're in that...
Now with more horse sex.
When they're in that...
With halos.
Yeah, it's kind of gross because you stick your halo in the horse and then you stick your halo when...
That's not very sanitary. It's like, you ever see the Na'vi wash
their
halo?
Where was Peeta when this happened?
Stop trying to force your cultural agenda alien...
The fact is that...
Hey, love is love, all right?
All I'm saying
is they do it too often for it to be love.
Right, and then when he's under the... when
it's so common.
They're
it's
just walking by the apple tree. They're like, hey, give me an apple.
When Sam Worthington
and
Zoe Saldana are in the garden and they're ready to make out, they hook up halos.
Yeah.
And just imagine, he had his halo in a horse.
I was saying, that's very unsanitary.
Well, you didn't see the scene where he brought out the Purell and was like...
And they just, like, scrubbed down their halos.
Yeah.
You know, you make a good point, though. You know. There is one person very excited about these Avatar sequels.
It's me.
Sam Worthington. Yeah, that guy has no career without those movies.
Absolutely
they
not.
They tried to make him work for a little while, and it turns out even Jack Courtney is more captivating than him.
Yeah, he is. Sam Worthington's
more like worthless tin.
Yeah.
Wow. Actually, you know what? He's actually not that bad of an actor, but he never really cracked other than Avatar.
Nope.
Like, they tried him in a couple other things. He just didn't work out.
No, he didn't. He did not at all.
I don't think that he actually got a fair shake.
Fair shake in what?
Well,
his role in Terminator Salvation was not his crowning achievement?
No, it was Avatar, and Avatar made more money than any other film in the history of film.
Yeah.
And he was in Hacksaw Ridge.
Does anybody remember him in Hacksaw Ridge?
He's Andrew Garfield.
I remember him.
Homeboy's not even on the poster.
That's an amazing actor.
Was he Andrew Garfield?
That's an amazing actor right there.
I got nothing against Sam Worthington.
No, I'm just saying, like, I think that it
he was guarding the ridge by sticking his halo in his machine gun.
He's this machine gun. Imagine if there's a scene where they had the machine gun and he puts his halo on it.
He hacksawed his halo right into that ridge.
Yeah, he did. Jeez Louise.
That's the name of the pod.
And
I'm just saying.
The name of the pod should be, can you please watch your halo?
Can you please wash your halo? I like that.
Oh, man.
That's good.
It smells like a dumpster.
Are you sure this isn't a Magnum?
I'm pretty sure.
A halo is kind of like superhero junk.
It's not even kind of, it is.
It is. It kind of is.
I just think that his schedule's all messed up because of those Avatar movies. It can't be anything.
Okay, but there was like a 10-year gap between the last Avatar, and we don't even have one yet, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, all that Halo action, he's so tired.
That's true.
He's done a couple of things here and there, but
he's got to rehydrate.
Nobody's out there saying, oh, man, the next Sam Worthington movie is going to be amazing.
Well, just remember that Avatar came out in 2009. So it is. It's
and everybody's just
it's
like,
almost old school.
More Avatar.
Yeah, it is almost old school.
Well, Cameron only makes movies every 10 years. So
yeah, he's not.
And only a couple of them are good.
Anyway, really quick, let me introduce my compatriots. Gannon is here as well. He is the punk rock superstar, horror aficionado, and he's on the far right. And then to my right is Todd Bernardi, the comic book artist and writer extraordinaire, is here as well. You can check out his books, The Kukui Project, and Disco Thunder Groovebone, and Hard Candy Aftermath, and
you just made that one up.
Did I? Is that not really a comic?
That's not a real book.
All right. Mm-hmm. Hard Candy Aftermath?
Yeah.
No, it's about a roller derby girl that teams up with a unicorn to fight evil.
How come I only
evil?
Heard about this now? What's going on here?
You've been blacked out for like the last year while we're doing podcasts.
I must have.
Also joining us tonight is the Gaming Guru Format is in the house as well.
Pinball Scratch and Sniff.
Yeah. And then it's ironic that the Gaming Guru isn't playing games tonight, Halo, but the chairman of the comic book board is. Alika is still.
Hey!
I traded with Format. The store is his.
Oh, man. Jeez.
I own the store!
And he's playing Legend of Zelda Breath. Of the
everything
wild.
Is double priced.
Double priced. Well, listen.
Zelda, breath from the front.
We can.
That's a Ghostbusters reference.
Wait. One more time.
That's a Ghostbusters reference.
One more time.
Sadly
one more time.
Enough.
Huh?
One more time.
Zelda, breath from the front. Yeah. Or breath of the front.
Nice.
That's totally a Ghostbusters joke.
I usually excel.
It's the only
the
good thing that came out of that movie.
All right. So here's the thing.
I'm sorry. Debuted out of that movie.
Debuted.
Here's the thing. We can either continue our conversation, this deep conversation about the Avatarian Halos, or.
Did you say Avatarian Halos?
Yes. You know. I'm sorry. What were they called in there?
Navi.
That's it. Thank you.
Just like that annoying fairy that. Followed Link around during the Ocarina of Time.
Hey!
Listen!
I hated that.
Did you know?
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Shut up. We can talk about that, or we can talk about some of the other things that we didn't get a chance to talk about on the last podcast, which, of course, was Jumanji. The new Jumanji reboot. We didn't talk about TV as of late, and this Sunday is the season finale of The Walking Dead.
I'm hopelessly behind on that at this point.
Why are you saying that weird?
Season. I think I missed the last four or five.
Why am I saying what weird?
Exactly.
Cuckled? What?
So we got to talk about that. Also, this Sunday is, at least for me, it's exciting. WrestleMania is this Sunday as well. Hey.
It's fake!
Yeah.
Superheroes are real!
You're such a bastard.
Bunch of guys wearing spandex and just blasting into each other. That has no appeal for me.
Right? I'm sure that's exactly what happens in a comic book.
It's better when it's on a Netflix show.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
Okay,
right.
First of all, if you talk about the comics, that's tactical armor.
So how dare you, sir?
Or in other cases, the clothing that got passed down to them from their heritage.
Okay. Okay, I see.
It means hope.
The guys in wrestling, they're just literally wearing, like, you know, onesies or whatever. And
they're leotards.
But wrestling is fake.
Yeah, getting all sweaty on each other.
comic books are real. Got
Wait,
it. Okay.
They live in here.
An idiot.
Comic books are real to me, damn it.
Damn it, they're real to me. But no.
The Flash fights for justice. Hulk Hogan fights for cocaine.
Well, John Cena fights for...
Damn. Terry Bollea.
That's right.
Yeah. And, same guy.
No,
there was
no,
a shark thing when he right. fought for the babies. Mm-hmm.
There's a difference. There's an $80 million difference between Terry Bollea and Hulk Hogan.
And the Hulkster.
The man who bankrupted Gawker.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah. And also John Cena has a quote, too, as well. Hustle, loyalty, and respect. So take that.
Does he?
Yes.
Take that.
He's...
So when he hits somebody with a folding chair,
that's he respects them.
He does.
John, you talking about the guy that was...
John Cena.
Yeah, he was...
That's the guy you can't see because he does this.
He's going to be the voice of Ferdinand in the Ferdinand animated
film. So when John Cena does this...
Mm-hmm. You can't see him.
But...
No, you're talking about Amy.
I think that he thinks they can't see him because that's how stupid he is.
No. When he does this...
He really believes they can't see him.
When John Cena does this, you can't see him. That's the thing.
Is that Amy Schumer's boyfriend in...
Trainwreck?
Trainwreck.
That was a great movie. I saw that in real life.
Yeah. They're totally going out in real life.
They banged. Mm.
That's still more realistic than wrestling.
Oh, jeez.
He shoved his halo all up in that horse.
Did you just call Amy Schumer a horse?
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
He's doing hefty commercials.
You totally did. This is why she dropped out of the Barbie movie, sir.
Because she's a horse?
That's exactly what you said. It's those kind of derogatory comments on Twitter and Facebook.
That was an Avatar reference, though. I'm not saying that she is a horse. Okay. I'm just saying that in that scenario, she's a horse.
In that scenario.
You're it's right. Not a slight on her. I'm just saying that based on Avatar logic, okay. She's the horse.
In that scene, she was definitely...
I feel like she would appreciate that. That's why I feel good about it.
I think that she was riding...
Yeah, I would second that, sure.
John Cena like a horse. I think the roles were reversed.
Oh, she shoved her halo in his horse.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
It looked like she was riding him like a show pony.
You're an idiot.
Wait, what? I thought we were trying to have a deep conversation about how wrestling is so realistic.
Anyway, speaking of wrestling...
It's just as realistic as Avatar.
WrestleMania is this Sunday. We're going to have Brock Lesnar versus Goldberg.
You can't say Lesnar.
Oh, man. I can't? Is that a derogatory term?
That's one of those flagged words.
There's some sensitive people out
Got
there.
Got it. I'm sure there are. Anywho, let's stop talking about wrestling. Let's move on to other things like the Jumanji reboot. Has everybody had an opportunity to read what the Jumanji reboot is all about?
Does anyone care?
I don't know. That's what I was asking. I want to ask you as well. Does anybody care?
I heard it's a sequel.
Jumanji.
Isn't that what Zathura was?
No.
Zathura was in the same universe.
It just looks like another Rock Kevin Hart vehicle to me.
By the way, Zathura is a better movie than Jumanji.
Shut your mouth.
Yep.
What you talking
just
about?
Just because you like Dax Shepard.
Whoa, Robin Williams was in Jumanji.
Mm-hmm.
So respect.
Not disrespecting.
And Dax Shepard was in Zathura, so respect.
Wow.
Dax Shepard was also in what's probably going to be the biggest flop of 2017, Chips. So,
and if I'm
no respect.
And by the way,
did you see Chips?
I will never see that.
I'll never see Chips. It's awful.
Never see that.
I'll buy the popcorn.
You would have to.
We can hold hands.
You would have to shove your halo in my horse for me to go see that movie.
Here's the thing.
I don't see a problem.
I don't see how you guys make me lose my train of thought.
Hey, you got us started.
No,
this is on you.
Here's the thing: is that the Zathura was actually, if I'm not mistaken, is the movie that Jon Favreau directed right before Iron Man, I think.
So it was his last flop before Hollywood saved him.
First of all, Zathura wasn't a flop. It wasn't a flop. Check it out.
Don't say critically acclaimed.
Gave it four stars.
I think he did. I don't know.
He went out and bought the board game.
Yeah. But actually, Zathura.
Let's see what happened here.
Yeah,
okay, it came out in 2005.
Yep.
Flopped. I know it did. Let's take a look here.
Because he did Iron Man. That came out in 2008, right?
2008. So this is 3 years before that. It was made for $65 million.
Wait a minute. So Avatar came out after Iron Man?
Okay, but here. This is where you're totally wrong.
Yes.
Budget, $65 million. Box office, 64.3. It didn't even make its money back.
I said critical acclaim.
No, not even that. Not even that, because I can go right to... Oh, there's no reception on this one there. Oh, related media. Let's see. Nope, not there either. All right, that's going nowhere.
That's going on?
Nobody said anything about Zathura. Are you nuts?
Oh, you guys are crazy. I mean, I'm looking it up. I'm looking it up right now.
There's probably some low key like right wing propaganda.
There are probably a few critics.
Like, Zathura's genius.
Yeah, there are probably
he's
a few critics here and there.
If you see one movie this year, make it Gattaca.
Zathura critic got a lot of critical acclaim.
How dare you? Gattaca was great.
It is 75% on the Rotten Tomato meter. So 75% of critics.
Critics or audience?
Critics.
The society in Gattaca was a meritocracy.
Critics said they enjoyed it very much. So,
but 74% of Rotten Tomatoes, it might as well be a D.
Oh my gosh, you're such a liar!
Because we all live off of Rotten Tomatoes now.
Now we do, we do. Matter of fact, Brett Ratner,
we can't do anything about Rotten Tomatoes.
Brett Ratner said that Rotten Tomatoes is ruining.
Okay, but that's Brett Ratner. Brett Ratner, the guy that's never going to get a good review on Rotten Tomatoes. Of course, he's going to say that.
Well, listen, he won't get a good.
Wait, Steven Spielberg says that? I'll listen to them.
He made Rush Hour.
One, two, and three.
Yeah.
And he also
the first one was decent.
He did Red Dragon. He also directed Hercules with The Rock, and that wasn't a bad movie.
Yeah, it was.
I liked Hercules. I thought it was good.
Hercules with The Rock?
Yeah, it was fun. I liked it.
I don't remember that movie.
What?
Wore a lion pelt on the poster.
Remember? It was really good.
I remember the one that had that guy from Twilight.
What? That was the bad
one. Oh, that was the bad one. That was the bad one.
That guy's such a beefcake, though. I mean, wait, what?
You're saying that guy's a beefcake and The Rock is
all
not.
I'm saying is, like, I don't care whose halo he's going where on that one.
He's got free reign.
Can you diagram that for us? I don't get what you're talking
about. I mean,
about.
If I had a grease board, I would just draw it out for you guys.
The Rock needs to try harder.
Right.
But getting back to Jumanji.
Yes, thank you.
It's going to suck.
Jumanji, what's it called? What's the subtitle for that movie?
It's gonna suck.
Breath of the Wild.
From the front.
Jumanji, Breath from the front.
Jumanji is it does feel like another Rock Chris Hart
Kevin
vehicle.
Hart.
Kevin Hart, whatever his name is.
And Jack Black.
Jack Black.
Right,
that's
Chris
it.
Black.
And Kieran Gillen.
Kieran
Gillen.
She does Gillen. Nebula on Guardians.
Yeah. She's also a Doctor Who companion.
She can be that. Talk about a companion.
Yeah.
And Chris Who.
So,
I love that Hollywood is just like, you know what? Let's get a franchise nobody gives a crap about and just shove The Rock in it.
Yeah.
He should have been in Chips. He should have played Punch.
I think the problem with Chips is it was directed by Dax Shepard. I think the problem with Chips also is the fact that it's an R-rated movie. Chips was never supposed to be that kind of raunchy kind of thing. It's a shame.
Wait, you're objecting to Chips on moral grounds?
I'm objecting to Chips because when you watch Chips in the 70s and 80s,
they hated punk rockers back then.
Who was the other
guy? They thought they were the menace
of
society.
It was
they were all about picking up chicks.
What was his name? Eric Estrada.
Eric Estrada.
He was John Ponchirello.
Ponchirello.
And then there was
Frank Ponchirello.
There was Arthur Fonzarelli.
No.
No.
Right.
I forget the. It's weird that we all remember Eric Estrada's name.
For no reason.
We remember. It's Ponch and John. Ponch and John.
Ponch and John.
Ponch and John.
Because Ponch is still around.
Yeah. Ponch is the man.
Oh man, can you imagine if they did like combined names like we do now? Back then, Jonch.
Jonch. Or Ponch.
No, I like Jonch.
You like Jonch better?
That sounds like a dirty word.
What was great about Chips back in the day was because they were the California Highway Patrol, and they would pull over, you know, really hot-looking women, and they would be drinking or what have you. He'd pull them over, and he'd take his glasses off, and he'd talk to them. He wouldn't ticket them, and they would ask him to go have drinks with them or something. It was really stupid and kind of, you know, it was fun. It wasn't
kind of illegal.
You know what hurt? You know what hurt the Chips movie?
Chips.
Super Troopers already exists.
True.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to do a Chips movie, it would be...
Super Troopers 2, rap production.
Yeah, I know. It's coming out
filming,
soon.
Not production. Filming.
It's coming out soon. But yeah, I mean, if you were going to do a Chips movie, it should be like Super Troopers, but that already exists. So
yeah.
What's the point?
And it was funny
Chips
that the...
Chips was also a Rat Pack movie.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know
so
that.
So I think that... your guy.
Chips is one of those Chips. The trailer for the new Chips film was just so. Right, I mean, everything seemed to be just the lowest of the lowbrow humor and kind of toilet humor stuff. And I was like, eh, I think I'm gonna.
Did
pass.
You expect anything better from Dax Shepard?
I thought maybe we'd have gotten something a little more fun and inventive, you know, or something a little more fun, lighthearted,
invented,
lighthearted, inventive? Lighthearted. I should say, you know, nothing raunchy, just lighthearted. Raunchy doesn't work all the time. Lighthearted works. It's fun. It's you know.
I don't know. When I saw the trailer, I was just like, Dax Shepard must have been like, I need to do one of these remake things. What's a real easy thing that nobody's going to expect much out of that I could do really cheap? And he probably just picked Chips because that's easy.
Yeah, didn't Eric Estrada say that after he saw it, he was not...
Yeah, I think I read something.
Yeah, he
about
was
well,
not...
I mean, why wouldn't he take that super seriously? It's the only thing he's known for.
No, but he was he didn't like the way it was... He didn't like the way that they were portrayed in the film.
He was just like, well, I'd clearly be Wilder Valmarama these days, not
Michael Peña.
Not Michael Peña.
Clearly.
It should be Wilmer Valderrama playing Poncho.
That's right. That's right. Wilmer is much more handsome.
To be completely honest, that is who should have played Poncho.
Yeah, I agree. That's actually not a bad...
Or that type, anyway.
His
career consists of that 70s
yeah,
show.
He's
actually in the movie, but not playing Poncho.
Yeah,
that's hilarious.
He's like a villain, I think.
You know what would have been
and
a good
snaps.
You know what would have been good as Poncho is that guy from the Dead Rising movies on Crackle, Jesse Metcalf. He would have been a good
Poncho. White guy.
I don't know if he's. I think he's part
like
Hispanic.
Dude, his name is Metcalf.
Bringing this guy up like we have.
Yeah, and
what Crackle is.
Crackle. Everybody has Crackle on their PS4s and their Xbox.
No,
that's why they use it.
That's it. Oh, man.
That
it's
I mean, terrible. You might as well think that Powers isn't a relevant show.
Right. Powers, I never
the
finished
TV
it.
The TV show that
good.
You have to have PlayStation to watch.
Yeah, that is the one. That definitely is the one.
I tried to watch it and I didn't like it.
Yeah, it was okay. It had some decent ideas. It just never... realized its visions.
It needs to be better cast. Charlton Copley is not the character of Mr. Powers.
Oh, yeah. He's...
When I saw them cast him, I was like, he's usually good and everything, but that's not who they should... That should have been, like, you know, anybody else.
But him. It's true. It's true.
Like a John Hamm type. Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, let's move on.
That's who should have played Punch.
Speaking of, right before
John
right before we move on to television, I do want to let you guys know that I finally had an opportunity to watch, for the first time in a long time, a film from 1977, which I highly recommend, called House.
William Catt?
No.
That's
this is
the 80s.
No. This is that's the 80s, right?
I don't know.
House from 1977 is a Japanese film, and it is spectacular. Everybody should see it. If you're a horror fan, if you're a comedy fan, if you're a fan of Scooby Doo, if you're a fan of Sailor Moon. You need to see this
that's
show.
The one with Hugh Laurie, right?
I hate all of those things.
I'm telling you right now.
Is that the guy with Hugh Laurie?
House is one of those. It's about.
He's a snarky doctor.
Yeah.
House is one of those crazy.
Snarker.
Crazy fantasy cult horror films from the 70s that just bleeds. It bleeds 70s, but yet was so amazingly forward thinking
of
its time.
Bottoms.
It's
lots of beards.
I'm telling you right now, if you haven't seen it, it is fantastic. It's a lot of fun. I want to make sure I get the Japanese director's name right. It's Nobuhiko Obayashi. He does a great job. It's an experience. The movie itself, the story is not that great, but the movie itself is an experience that needs to be seen.
Don't oversell it.
I'm trying not to, but it's essentially.
What
it's
is it on Rotten Tomatoes?
Okay, it's 89%. It
what?
Is yep.
So a C.
Yeah. right now, all I can
Brett
tell
Ratner
you is this:
can only dream about those numbers.
It is a story about a young Japanese lady.
Oh,
her name, ironically enough, is Gorgeous, and she
Gorgeous.
Yes, and she is. They're about to go on summer vacation, and she finds out that her dad, who is a music composer for movies, comes back from Italy to find out that. After 8 years after her mother's death, he has found a new bride, and she's not very happy about it.
She's trying to get her groove back.
She's trying. Well, the gorgeous decides to go visit her mother's sister at this house in this small Japanese town. All I'm telling you is this: if you have an opportunity to see it, it's on Blu-ray. Sometimes it's on television. It's hilarious. It's funny. It can be a little bit scary. It's totally weird, and I absolutely loved it. It's an experience unto itself. It's an hour and a half long. It doesn't destroy your life.
Great. TV show?
No. It is a movie.
I thought we were talking about TV shows.
Yeah, that's a weird segment.
No, I said right before we talk about TV shows.
Oh.
So The House is a 1977 film that if you haven't seen it, you should see. It's a lot of fun.
William Catt and Hugh Laurie. Yeah.
No, it's not that at all. But it's a Japanese flick, and you won't be disappointed because it is quite an experience to behold for sure.
Is it as good as Audition?
Let's put it this way: it's one of those films that's funny. It doesn't take itself too seriously, but it also can be scary. It can also be very. It took a lot of chances, being a little artsy. It was it's a very forward thinking film
for
the 70s.
Is there a girl in a white dress with long hair chasing people?
No, none of that crap.
I don't watch this.
None of that stereotypical crap from Japan. But here's
Japanese
the thing: what's really cool about this movie is that the history, as far as from what I know, is that after the success of Jaws, Toho, who's the company that put this movie out, wanted to have a movie on the success level of Jaws. So they wrote this script for House to be a Japanese successor to Jaws.
It sounds so completely unlike the movie Jaws.
Exactly. It's totally perplexing. So I read the history on it, and it was quite fascinating to me.
The Japanese people seeing King Kong be like, we need to make something like that. And they make guys, that makes sense.
Right.
But they watch Jaws, they're like, let's make a movie about this chick in a house.
Toho.
Her dad's getting married. She don't like that.
They wrote the script. Toho totally greenlit it. And they let it sit on the shelf because they didn't have the right director for it. It's weird. Anyway, like I said, I want to go off too of a tangent, but House is crazy fun. You guys have got to see it if you can. From 1977, it's a Japanese flick, and it's worth just an hour and a half of your life.
Is it in English?
No, Todd.
Okay.
No, right. It's not in English.
Okay. Do they fight with martial arts?
There's one of the girls is named Kung Fu.
That's kind of racist, but not at the same time. Like, how do you get away with that?
Yeah. One of the girls is named Mac. I'm telling you right now, it's not your typical. One of the girls is named Fantasy. It's not your typical flick.
This just sound like Sucker Punch.
I was going to say, this sounds more like a porn now. Like, I'm not happy that you married my dad, but since you're here. Here's my halo.
Yeah, so anyway, you guys have got to check it out if you can. Anyway.
They do that there.
Moving on. We're going to move on to TV now on the reel, yo.
First, a weird Japanese movie.
I wanted to mention that before I forgot about it. That Japanese movie I wanted to talk about because I haven't seen it in forever, and I just, if no one's ever seen it, they got to see it.
Watch is sponsored by Krispy Kreme.
Let's talk a little bit about Walking Dead. I have not caught up as of late, but the season finale is. Well, the season finale is happening.
It's a thing.
Because it's this Sunday, and I know that it's still a thing. You're right. Has anybody caught up at all with The Walking Dead?
I skipped this whole season.
I'm current.
Okay. Are people not
still dead?
No, they came back.
No, I'm curious is because
and are they walking?
It's interesting that
still a butt face?
There doesn't seem to be that insistence of watching it every week. You know? There doesn't seem to be that need to watch it every week.
They got Cosby to guest star.
I mean, Jesus. I'm sure it would have been satisfying to see a knife driven through. But, speaking of Cosby, though, if anybody watched the Chappelle show, I watched The Age of Spin. I didn't watch the other one yet. But he ties that whole set together with, Bill Cosby and O.J. Simpson and all this stuff. And it's like genius.
Yeah, he tells four stories of how when he met O.J. through different points of his career.
And then
the best is the last
one. It was perfect. And then, but his take on Bill Cosby is like, this is why you need, a lot of people are like, oh, it's not Dave Chappelle. He's not making me laugh at farts. It's like, he's a genius comedian. He's allowed to grow and change in his career. This is not the same as you've seen him 13 years ago when he was like doing all that stuff.
The Chappelle show.
He's more George Carlin than he is Kevin Hart.
Awesome now. Like, his social commentary is on point because you don't know where he's coming from totally with his, with what he's trying to get through.
Yeah,
but
I agree.
Sometimes you don't even agree with him, but
yeah, but
he's very unapologetic.
It's good.
And he shouldn't, and he shouldn't be apologizing. I don't know why we, I don't know why we seem to have, I mean, not to get too political about it, but I don't know why we all of a sudden now in the 2010s, we've all of a sudden got the comedy police.
Because we're so scared of public favor. We're so, hungry for public favor that we don't want to do anything to upset them. That's how people operate now.
And YouTube, well, I'd like to apologize on behalf of the Nerdwatch for any opinions you might have heard earlier that you don't subscribe to. We're sincerely sorry, and in no way am I trying to make fun of you people.
Okay.
But in every way, he's trying to sell more copies of his comic book.
What do you mean, you people?
You know, the people that
use
the...
Yeah, what do you mean by that, you people?
You, that's the point. The kind of people that use the internet.
Dave Chappelle is a funny guy, and...
that's a bold statement.
He's a very funny guy, and I think that he's...
very vague.
It's interesting that he's... He sometimes... And I think it's more due to him than us, but he sometimes gets... His comedy is underappreciated sometimes because he's not around as often as a lot of other comics.
I would not say that at all.
But he's not around as other comics. So
I would say that he's not hungry for the constant satisfaction. Like
yeah,
he was
yeah.
When he had a show
yeah,
on.
Yeah.
You know what was interesting is in
he
the Age of Spin, the one I saw, is he brings up other comedians and talks about, and in your mind you're already making the comparison with. Yeah, he mentions that Kevin Hart does giant venues on a consistent basis, and you know, it's like almost not to sell Kevin Hart short. He's an amazing, you know, performer and
but
comedian.
He's a safer comedian.
He's very safe. And then you go to see Dave Chappelle, who does 100 or so people rooms and takes the risk of there's a lot of boo off the stage stuff because Dave just comes out as himself. And I think people should be grateful that there's a performer like that now. You should be like honored to be a part of that.
Yeah, he cares more about the craft of being a stand-up comic. He's not as hungry for the limelight as most comedians are. He's not Kevin Hart that demands attention. He doesn't want to be
the hunger kind of defines him, Kevin Hart. I mean,
yeah,
he does it in front of a couple of his comedy specials where he does that chant with his guys. Is like, everybody want to be famous, nobody want to do the work. Everybody want to be famous, nobody. So he's flat out saying, I'm doing this to get famous and I want to do the work.
Yeah,
that's what he's saying.
I am not I'm not a fan of Chris Hart. God dang it.
But
Kevin Hart's
right.
comedy.
Guys like Kevin Hart are really just, in my opinion, they're just trading off of what Eddie Murphy and those other guys have done beforehand.
See, but
they're telling that same type of humor, it's just in a more modern sense. Like I said before, I think Dave Chappelle, he's looking to broaden that. He's doing what George Carlin does.
But to be fair, oh my gosh.
I can.
That's the thing is I can hear him. But the peanut gallery is snoring over there. Anyway, to be fair to Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy was a very social very much a social social commentary comic, I thought. You know, he would talk about himself, but he would also talk about other things happening in the communities and things like that, and they were always good. The reason why Chappelle works so well is because he's not afraid to make fun of other people. He's also not afraid to make fun of himself, which also is a good thing. So, and those are the kind of comedians. That's why I love. That's why I've always had an affection for Richard Pryor. Richard Pryor was always funny because he would always make fun of white people, but he was not afraid to turn the camera or turn the mic on himself.
He told the joke about he told the story about how he set himself on fire, cocaine
yeah.
and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's so funny.
I mean, it's funny, but it's also very. That's what I'm looking for. It's very disarming.
It's extremely disarming. So
flat out admit that in front of people.
Yeah, yeah.
It takes guts.
Yeah, and so and that's why
to air that out.
And that's why I love – that's why I've always loved Richard Pryor. I always thought he's one of my favorite comics, without a doubt. So Dave Chappelle, I have not finished the second comedy special.
It's not as good as the first.
Okay, okay. Do I
– those specials – I actually watched an interview where he said he actually recorded those specials a little while back.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember seeing one of them like a while ago.
You know who
I – Yeah, he shot them a while back, and he's just been sitting on it to release, and then Netflix came up and just paid him $60 million for him.
You know who I like, too, that isn't safe? I like Joe Coy. I don't think he's safe, and I think he's funny. I think Joe Coy's hilarious.
He is hilarious.
Yeah,
he's funny, but I wouldn't put him in the same.
Yeah, but he's a different comedian per se. He's not
that fool that's always on, man.
He's not about the social commentary.
He's great on how his humor is perfect.
He does the same thing a lot of people of the Asian side of things. They tend to like overdo and make fun of their own stereotypical accents for comedy purposes.
Filipino
is one of the most funny comedic accents.
It is.
But he's setting it up. He's not really, you know.
I think what it is, and
speaking on the plight of racism and things true. Like that, he's really just exploiting it.
But you are right, though.
For laughs,
it's the disarmament, the disarming. When you can make fun of yourself and or your culture, it's disarming for other people to listen. So when you do take a shot at somebody else other than yourself, it is funny. So I think that's what Joe Coy does. I mean, not on the level of Chappelle for sure, but I mean, because Chappelle
it's
all is
good. Chappelle's coming from a much smarter
it's all
place.
Good. Yeah, it's all funny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, so
good stuff.
Yeah, it's good stuff. I like Dave Chappelle. It's interesting how we talked about Walking Dead for 3 minutes
because none of us watched it.
I guess other than
I watched it.
Okay, you watched it, and
I like it. Everybody else hates it, so it's hard for me to get everybody back on board. They're like, it's not what I liked about it before, but it's there's. They're following comic storylines. It's going to burn itself out eventually. Just enjoy the ride is what I'm saying.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
And, you know, even towards the end of the comic, you can see Robert Kirkman, like, coming upon final, you know, threads for his storyline. Like, it's getting there to where eventually Rick's going to die in the comic, and then you're just
so
like...
So he comes up with another storyline to completely deviate from where that one's just about to end so that we can keep the book going and sell more credit cards.
It's true.
And
it's true.
Plastic bats. It's true. And, you know, toys.
Anything else anybody watching right now as far as TV goes? I mean, Legion of
Legion
course.
Legion has been incredible.
Legion has been getting a lot of praise. I missed the last 3 episodes, so I'm not caught up yet. But
and announced for Amazing Comic-Con Hawaii on the same path, Chris Claremont, who is ranting and raving about Legion.
Claremont loves.
He's the creator of Legion, of course.
He loves Legion. Speaking of guests over at the Amazing
Comic-Con.
Wait, I
don't think you can say this on the air.
I can't. Why?
You can't say that guy's name on the air.
I can.
Can you?
Yes, I can. AT is coming to Amazing Hawaii Comic Con. Mr. Alan T-Dick.
It's Tudick.
Oh. Okay, yeah. He's coming to Amazing Hawaii Comic Con. Super cool.
It's not one dick.
Yeah. Thanks.
I love that joke.
Do you always, yeah, you've said
yeah,
it.
I have to say it every time.
You said it several times.
Yeah,
you know, everybody loves him as Wash, and everybody loves him all these things, but you know what I always gravitate to when I think
Steve
of him?
Steve the Pirate.
No, I think of A Knight's Tale.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Oh, really?
I loved him in A Knight's Tale so much.
Yarr!
He was so much fun in Knight's Tale.
It's so weird. Why does that movie work? It shouldn't work at all, but
it really
works.
Shouldn't. But you know what? It's the same tone as Guardians. It was just ahead of its time.
I guess so. Because
when I actually just caught Knight's Tale not too long ago, I was thinking to myself, like, this is exactly the same kind of movie as Guardians of the Galaxy. This movie's just ahead of its time.
That movie should not have worked at all, but yet it was very good. It was fun.
It's the same kind of tone. It uses like old school kind of music, and you know, within the theme of the movie and stuff like that. And it's got that same kind of humor where it doesn't get too serious, but still has a very emotional core to it. It's just like nice. Like James Gunn was onto it. He just, you know, he had to wait a little while.
Heath Ledger was good in that film.
Still think it was one of his best.
Yeah, yeah, I agree with that. And then
you guys didn't like Steve the Pirate.
I just recently learned about that. I never saw Dodgeball, so I don't know.
Oh, really?
Never saw it.
It's really good.
Yarr! And he's the voice of Hey Hey, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just a squawking chicken, so they paid him money to come and just squawk like a chicken.
Yeah, Alan Tudyk is coming to the Amazing Hawaii Comic Con. He's also
Rogue One.
He's also
vocal range.
He's also a Wayne in the Powerless show.
He was King Candy, and that's right.
I forgot about Powerless. He was,
he did his best impression of Keenan Wynn, I believe.
He's like a nerd magnet. Like, he's been in a million rad things.
He's up. Powerless is great. I love Powerless. It's one of my favorite
shows.
He's
like a skinny Patton Oswalt.
It's, I guess
it's like a good looking Patton Oswalt.
It hasn't been on for a couple weeks, has it? It's like on reruns.
Yeah, why hasn't there been any new episodes?
It hasn't been on for a couple weeks. Me. Yeah, it's
because
weird.
Because they're trying to, you know, gear up more power.
When I saw them on there, though, so I was just like, oh, man, powerless. I gotta go.
But if there's anything that we recommend wholeheartedly, it is Legion. Catch up with that. It is fantastic. So you definitely want to get on that.
I'm such a fan of the character, so to finally have something with the character in it, because he's in the comics, but he's not in the comics.
Right.
Like, he's not like heavily featured in any.
His major play was starting the Age of Apocalypse.
Yeah, and that was pretty much it.
Mm-hmm. Is that like the Age of Aquarius?
Yes. And no.
Yeah. Except nobody got enlightened.
Right. It's all about the fifth dimension. You're such a freak. Anyway.
You know, I take it back. I have been watching a lot of TV lately, now I think about it.
Oh, what have you been watching?
Vampire Diaries.
What?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What?
My girl has been making me watch that.
Ugh.
It's pretty good, right?
It's actually not as bad as I thought.
Man.
If I'm being honest,
I'm glad I got out of that.
It's your average run-of-the-mill CW show, but it's actually not as bad. I mean, it's not good. Don't get me wrong, but it's not
it's
as bad.
Not good, but it's not terrible.
It's not
either.
As bad as I thought it was. It's certainly better than Twilight.
I remember when the wife got me watching that, and I couldn't wait until she got hooked on something else. And now she's hooked on Vikings. I'm watching Vikings.
Yeah, we were on a Shameless trip for a while. The show Shameless, not we were Shameless. We were watching the show Shameless for a while, and then I think we ran out of new episodes on that, so I've been having to sit through Vampire Diaries.
Sorry, man.
It's actually not that. I actually don't mind. It's not. It's not as bad as I thought it was.
They're about to wrap. I think the final season.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think you're right about that.
I still say they should end it with the guys from Supernatural rolling in the town
and just killing everybody. Heck yeah, that'd be awesome.
But that's the last scene. You see the Impala coming over.
You don't even need to see the carnage.
And then credits.
You just see them rolling up, and you see them getting out of the car, and then credits.
It's so weird because that show, Supernatural and Vampire Diaries, they started around the same time as Smallville, right?
They did, yeah.
And it's so bizarre to me that those shows outlasted Smallville, but still strong, even.
Yeah.
That's kind of unheard of, considering the quality of those shows.
Well, to be fair, Supernatural took a while to find its groove.
That is true, because the first season was terrible. I agree with you on that, man. And on top of that, from what I understand, they wanted to do more Smallville, but Tom Welling was kind of a jerk. So,
You don't see him working anymore, do you?
No, I don't.
There's probably a reason for that.
Cheaper by the dozen.
Cheaper by the dozen, too.
See, I imagine when you're the star of the show and you know they can't do the show without you, you get awfully diva-esque about it, I'm sure, because almost everybody left that show towards the end but him.
Yeah?
Everybody.
Well, that's happened with a lot of stuff. Like, didn't one of the doctors, like, he got so into the role that he was thinking he could call shots.
Oh, really? Who would that be? Which one is that?
It's the Jelly Baby one.
Jelly Baby?
Huh?
Which one is that? I'm trying to think.
Yeah, you curly mop and always handing out Jelly Babies.
I am at a loss. I can't remember that.
No. That's one of the newer. It's one of the older ones.
Oh, one of the older ones.
Even, what's-his-face that's on Smallville, by the way, Sam Jones is doing YouTube videos. So that's his thing now.
Of course he is.
So that's weird.
Of course he is.
He's got nothing else.
But anyway, since we're still...
He's waiting on Avatar 2. So.
Well, since we're on the...
But you know what? Smallville had a great Lex Luthor, though.
What's that?
Yeah,
Smallville
they did.
Had a great Lex Luthor, though.
Yeah.
Michael Rosenbaum was a great Lex.
Yeah, he was. And Michael Rosenbaum, it's so funny.
I still feel like he's one of the best.
Pool Hall Junkies.
Pool Hall Junkies is a great movie, by the way.
Yes, it is.
Michael Rosenbaum, it's so funny, is that when I first saw Jai Courtney, I mistook him for Michael Rosenbaum.
They have similar looks.
They do. Yeah, mm-hmm. I mistook him for him. Since we're on the DC tip.
He also is Flash.
Yeah. Speaking of the DC tip, how is Flash? Everybody catching up with Flash? Flash good?
We just saw the newest episode today.
I'm not really current on it, though. I haven't been keeping up with it.
I've noticed that people that
I missed
like,
the musical episode.
So did I.
I've noticed that people are kind of falling out of that show.
The Flash?
Yeah. People are kind of running out of favor with that show.
I
haven't been watching it, but just paying attention to what people are saying online. It's weird. It seems like everybody's off Arrow. Some people are kind of getting off of Flash, but now, strangely enough, they're kind of getting more into Legends of Tomorrow.
Legends of Tomorrow. And then what about...
I think Legends is more... It's more fun, that's why. It's what the first few seasons of Flash were.
Right.
For a lot of people, you know, new, like B string enemies.
Characters, yeah.
What about Supergirl?
That's what I was just about to bring up. Supergirl actually has brought in, what's really cool is that, as we all know, Dean Cain is the dad.
Right.
They brought in Terry Hatcher. And they brought in Kevin Sorbo. It's fun seeing
those
them.
Those are cool things?
Yeah, why don't you shut up, Gannon? Yeah, Terry Hatcher's awesome. Dean Cain is awesome.
I can't remember the last time anybody said Kevin Sorbo, Dean Cain, and Terry Hatcher, and people were genuinely excited.
First
about
of all,
it.
That's when the first Planet Hollywood opened.
Yeah, yeah, 1997, sir.
That was 92.
92,
yeah,
close
over,
enough.
Over 20 years ago.
Anyway,
I can't wait for the episode with Lorenzo Lamas.
Oh man, Renegades on USA back in the day. That was the show right there.
Or Richard Grieco makes an appearance.
I love Terry Hatcher. I think she's a.
If looks could kill, just shouting that one out.
By the way, that's a movie. That's a better movie than everybody remembers.
I actually remember laughing a lot at that movie.
I've watched that movie many, many times in a row because it was always
stupid,
on TV.
But
I enjoyed it.
It's a fun movie. If looks could kill. You got to check that out. Anyway, Supergirl, I think, is rolling along fairly well. From what I've seen, I'm not current. That's the thing, is that what I've seen, though, I have enjoyed. So
that's because you think the girl's hot.
And one of our listeners and customers of the store, and I don't want to call her out too hard, but she comes in here and recaps Supergirl for us. So I know it's still doing good, and the fans are really enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
But Flash and Supergirl, I've kind of fallen off of
Flash. Is she a hardcore Supergirl fan?
Yes, like she got 2 commissions so far from visiting artists on Supergirl TV show characters.
Wow!
And here's another thing that's a good precedent is that, you know, I know specifically that she watched the show first and got inspired to get into the comics.
Wow, so, that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, I like time. Her name is Melissa, right? Melissa Benoist?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
she.
Yeah,
she
doesn't pay for comics anymore. I'm sure.
Yeah, I think she's actually very good as so far. She's been
great.
Very good as Supergirl.
Yeah,
I've liked her a lot.
She fits the part.
She definitely fits the role, which is very good. And I like where I'm not caught up, but where I'm at, I like where it's going. So
I'm waiting for the Supergirl Power Girl crossover.
I want to see the Supergirl Flash musical crossover.
No.
I wonder if it's going to be good.
No!
If they bring Power Girl into the mix, they better get her costume right. That's going to be the only place I'm going to be like, they better get the costume right. That's the only time I'll ever say that.
That boob window better be there.
Nice, nice.
It can be black. I don't care, but the boob window better be there.
Yeah. Well, speaking of, right before we get out of here, since we're talking about superhero television shows, a lot of the backlash for Iron Fist has kind of quieted down after everybody has actually seen it, and people have actually enjoyed the show. So that's nice to know.
Yeah, critics.
Yeah. So,
although I'm going to shout out Aaron Sparrow, who said he really, really wanted to like it but didn't. Aaron Sparrow, the writer of Darkwing Duck.
Right. Yeah.
That's why Darkwing Duck isn't doing well.
That's one complaint that I. I'm joking. Which is the action, there's not as much of it. You watch Iron Fist to see crazy kung fu action, and there's not any of
that. The thing I didn't like about it was oh my goodness, so many fast edits.
Yeah, I did watch.
It's just nonstop editing.
Somebody posted an article about it online that I watched the clip, and it was a 35 second clip of a fight that had 56 cuts in it.
Wow.
It's ridiculous.
They even counted them. They showed a little counter on the side. I'm like, how do you even fit 56 cuts into 35 seconds?
Wow, that's insane.
Like, I couldn't keep... I seriously couldn't make heads or tails of what the hell was happening.
Interesting. I know that they're shooting scenes for the Punisher... But what is it for? Is it for his own show? I was reading about this.
Yeah, it's
his own show.
It is for his own show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do we all know when that's coming?
Imagine early next year.
Is that coming? Is that coming before the next Luke Cage or Jessica Jones?
Well, they're going to do Defenders next.
Okay, so Defenders is next.
Yeah, Defenders is next, and it's coming out like later this year or early next year.
Okay, and that is just Luke Cage, Iron Fist. Jessica Jones and Daredevil, right?
That's correct.
As far as I know.
From what I understand.
So there's no Punisher. So we're going to... Punisher's not...
I'm sure he'll be around, but like in the ether. Not in the team, just something that shows up.
Okay, so the next thing is the Defenders, and then the next thing after that is Punisher.
No, I don't know.
I would... Those Punisher war journals, those are the ones that hook me to Punisher. I like
terrible
those a lot.
Movie. Then there'll be Marvel's Ghost Rider on Netflix.
Oh, man, that'd be sweet. That'd be sweet. So, anyway.
Only he drives a hoverboard.
Anyway, before we get out of here, anything you guys want to touch on? I mean, as far as anything anybody should
myself.
Be, anybody recommend anything to play or anything recommend anything for anybody to watch?
Oh, those of you playing on Steam, Bleed 2. Bueno.
On Steam?
That's Mexican for good.
It's interesting that you have to... it's interesting that you have to wade through so much crap on Steam as of late to get to the good stuff.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
But Bleed 2 is most excellent.
Good.
Highly recommend.
Okay, so Bleed 2, check that
much
out
recommend.
On Steam. Is it how much is it? Is it a Project Green Steam thing, or is it a...
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
So someone... gifted it to me.
Oh,
so
nice. Okay, so check it out. I'll check it out. Bleed 2.
Huh?
PC only. Huh? Gotcha.
A for stuff?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah. Are you got anything in the hopper there, Todd Bernardi? Anything you want to watch or promote or talk about before we get out of here? Now you have nothing to say?
Wow, nice. Okay.
Sheesh.
No, I'm going to... I'm going to try to go to QuakeCon.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Like
I thought you said
days.
You were going.
Oh, yeah. Didn't you have, like, book deadlines for QuakeCon?
Yeah. It's.
Oh, you're not going to make it.
I'm not going to make it.
Well, when you're drawing this instead of your comic.
This is from Disco Thunder.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah. It just keeps getting bigger.
That's the name of the pod. It just keeps getting big.
It's pretty, yeah. So,
Halo just keeps getting big.
Yeah, that horse is, it's pretty gigantic.
Okay.
That horse isn't gonna be big.
But, what else, Todd? Anything else?
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm just doing the comics right now. I'm not really watching anything. I've been, like, reading a lot and doing, like...
trying to get you to promote something.
I know, I'm
sorry.
What are you
reading?
Descender, and I'm reading Reborn, those comics. I just recently read Batgirl of Burnside. And if you... That's a decent DC title to kind of be into. If you like the... politically correct social justice type stuff.
Which you do.
I recently read Ms. Marvel and...
Oh, that's right. Ms.
Marvel and Captain Marvel. Captain Marvel's got kind of like a... The arc that I read's got Rocket Raccoon, and it's kind of like a sort of a goofy galactic kind of book. Really, really good if you're into that kind of stuff. And then Miss Marvel is a teenage girl who lives in Jersey, and she's Muslim, and she's just discovered her powers. And she's an inhuman. She's not actually a mutant. But she has Wolverine as her mentor.
How can that be? He's dead.
He's still alive in the comics.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're talking about Old Man Logan.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's not Wolverine.
Oh. So Wolverine's not dead.
Wolverine is dead.
Oh!
The Old Man Logan that's appearing to be in 616 Marvel, he's from a parallel universe that Old Man Logan
existed in. Which basically means Old Man Logan doesn't happen in actual Marvel continuity.
What the... what?
Yeah. Makes the story suck now, doesn't it?
Yeah, kinda. Why didn't you know that, Todd?
This is why I don't like that kind
of
stuff.
I'm not into Marvel comics. I don't know. I mean, I don't really know. I'm trying to...
Because even in Dark Knight Returns, isn't that an implied multiverse thing now? It's not actual...
It's like the beginning of Elseworlds until they had the presence of mind to name it Elseworlds.
I can't stand that.
I'm trying to give Marvel and DC a fair shake.
Very good. Good for you.
I'm getting those books at the library.
How big of you, Todd?
That's the kind
of
attitude that I like.
When this podcast is over, I'm going to give my Halo a fair shake.
I just recently read Dark Knight Returns, and that, like, you got to check it out. And I think that within the context of
Batman v Superman, you actually, like, a lot of Batman v Superman was lifted directly out of Dark Knight Returns.
Just why wouldn't it be?
Just completely. It's even like dialogue and stuff.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize it when I was watching it because I hadn't reread that book recently, but. If you get a chance, check it out.
Check it out. Well, thanks for promoting everything but yourself.
Well, and then, you know, Kukui Project. It's a pretty good book. I like
you
it.
Got time.
It's good.
Right.
Another cool thing that I'll probably be doing this summer is this thing called Draw Story. Hopefully, I'm going to be able to do that. It's at the Honolulu Museum of Art. The School of Art at the Honolulu Museum.
Good for you, sir. Good for you. When is that?
Of course, Todd's immaculate pronunciation of
Honolulu.
Honolulu. Yeah, it's like Honolulu.
Sorry. So that's,
everybody knows it's Halo Lulu.
Yeah, right. So we're going to some of the members of the Hawaii Comic Book Alliance did it last year. And they had a really good time, and so we did.
So they're gonna let you do it this year.
Well, they just it's usually they
are they riding on your coattails or something.
No, it's just a local kind of a Oahu thing.
Oh.
So like they're kind of reaching out to more artists on the neighbor islands.
That's good.
This year.
That's good.
So it's
good for you, man.
It's good for you, brother.
Because you're like the only one.
Yeah.
Well, DJ.
Oh right.
No, but you're the token Holly guy. So that's good.
That's true.
See, that's what I'm saying.
I am.
That's good. That's good. It you get a leg up.
And this is what I'm talking about when I'm talking about representation.
Yeah.
You know, nobody gets to see a white guy succeed.
That's right.
It's tough, especially in comics.
Yeah.
Like, you never see successful white guys in comics.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. What about you, Gann? Anything for you before we get out of here?
My minorities are going in for day two of recording.
I can't hear you. What was it?
Oh, shut up.
There you go. Much better.
We're going in for day two of recording this week, and then we're playing...
Same album?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't take a day to record one album. But anyway, we have Record Store Day coming up, which is April 22nd at Request Music. But then we're also playing that exact same day
Request
at
Music,
Steel Horse down the street.
Where?
At, Steel Horse. This is in
Lower Main Street.
Yeah, Lower Main. We're going to be playing that same night. So once we're done there, we're going to take everything, load up, and go do a show down there.
Is Record Store Day all ages, but Steel Horse isn't?
Steel Horse is definitely not.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Record Store...
So you can bring the kids to see us at Record Store Day and then throw them back in the house and come see us nighttime.
So check them out at the Record Store at Requests. And then the Steel Horse?
Yep. Both in Wailuku.
Okay. All right, check that out, Wailuku. What about you? You said you talked about Bleed 2. What about you?
Bleed 2 is awesome.
What about you, Halika?
Zelda, like that's his thing.
He's like Breath of the Wild now.
Breath of the Wild.
Wow,
obviously
Breath from the Front.
Apparently. I think you should finish this game and then be on the show.
Zelda Breath from the Back.
Yeah. Anyway, folks, we are out of time. Calling
like
it an evening. I recommend you guys check out...
Check out our podcast every week
at www.facebook.com/TheNerdWatch.
We might not be wearing clothes next episode.
You can follow us on YouTube. This will be a YouTube exclusive. You can check out the YouTube exclusive on YouTube. You can check out our Nerd Watch Nation page on YouTube. Just type in Nerd Watch Nation, two words, Nerd Watch, and then Nation. You can follow us on Instagram at @_NerdWatch. You can follow us on Twitter at Nerd Watch Nation, and of course, you can donate to us at www.patreon.com/TheNerdWatch. All right. So, like I said, the only thing I recommend you guys do this week, if you have the opportunity,
watch a movie that's 40 years old.
Watch a movie from 1977 called House. It's amazing. Also, I had an opportunity to see
William Catt and Hugh Laurie.
I'm actually, you know what's funny?
Hashtag relevant.
I'm gonna actually sit down and try and watch Assassin's Creed again.
Oh no! Don't.
Why?
No, stop it.
I don't know. I'm gonna try.
Are you a glutton for punishment?
I am kind of a glutton for punishment. And by the way, even though we're not doing
years from now, he can go. Hey, just the other day,
it's
I
a
saw
cult
Assassin's
classic.
Creed.
No, watch.
It was amazing.
No, watch. Next week he's gonna be like, you know what? I watched Assassin's Creed.
I was wrong.
And you know what? That is the Blade Runner of 2016.
Speaking of Blade Runner, even though we're not doing the premiere because we didn't have enough time, we will be at the premiere of Ghost in the Shell this Thursday night, 7 o'clock, I believe it is.
Good segue.
So
we got no freebies.
Ghost in the Shell.
If you like stuff.
Ghost in the Shell is going to be. I hope is going to be good. There has been some reviews from people that have seen it in advance, not critics. And some people that have seen it have not had very good things to say about it, which I'm really disappointed
about. Because Scarlett Johansson's not Japanese.
No, it's because apparently, from what I understand...
It's because everyone else is.
No.
Because it rips off the Matrix.
I don't know if you guys remember the Ghost in the Shell story. They say that they take out...
She's only a corporal in this one.
They take out a lot of the story, and all they do is make it an action
movie. She should be called Minor.
Oh.
Which is kind of a bummer. Major Minor.
No, just Minor.
Ghost in the Shell this
not
Thursday.
Not like the people that go into caves.
Over at Maui
Minor,
Mall,
you know, like the birds
Megaplex.
Like a coal mine?
I hope it's good. I hope it's not just an action movie. I hope there are elements of the Ghost in the Shell story in there. I hope it's directed by Rupert Sanders, the same guy who had an affair with Kristen Stewart.
Yes, because that's directed. His career-defining achievement.
It pretty much is, because all he did before that was Snow White and the Huntsman. And that was it. And that's where he got his swerve on with Kristen Stewart.
Have you seen what that guy looks like?
Uh-uh.
I would not ever cheat on what's-his-face with that guy.
Okay.
You have impeccable taste in
men.
Wow. I do.
So you would not cheat on Robert Pattinson if you were...
I would never cheat on Robert Pattinson with Rupert Evans.
Rupert Sanders.
Oh, Sanders. Sorry. I was confused.
Ah, yeah. But Colonel. He has chicken.
Yeah. When I saw a picture of what that dude looked like, I'm like, really?
Yeah. Anywho, folks, we got to get out of here. I will see you guys. Well, we will see you guys next week. Same time, same channel. We'll hopefully have our reviews of Ghost in the Shell up as well. So until then, for Gannon, for Format, for Alika, for Todd, peace out, much love, and most assuredly, always stay nerdy. And until next week, YouTube and all the other platforms, aloha.
Yellow face. Out.